Anyone listening to NPR knows this truth. We do love a good book. We also love a good book list. And this summer, we're asking booksellers and writers for their reading recommendations. John Evans has a few. He's the owner of Diesel, a bookstore. It's actually two bookstores, both in California. He's excited about the new books he's read this year. John Evans, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So you have brought us several titles, and I want to start with one that is nonfiction, which I don't think people always necessarily reach for first as their summer read. It's called How to Change Your Mind, What the New Science of Psychedelics Teaches Us About Consciousness, Dying, Addiction, Depression, and Transcendence by Michael Pollan. Very California title, I think.
Yeah, this is by the author of The Botany of Desire, which is much better title and much sexier. But the inside is basically his own personal exploration of psychedelics after he reads about all the new research that's being done on psychedelics. It gives a kind of cultural history, which is very lively, of psychedelic research in the 40s and 50s, and then the psychedelic period in the 60s and 70s, and then the sort of suppression of psychedelics. And then he also ends up taking psilocybin mushrooms. He ends up taking LSD. And he describes those and puts those out for people to look at. And he, from being a skeptic, he becomes somebody who sees the value, certainly the medicinal value of these things. But it's actually a great, fun cultural history and history of science book.
A title that I can't resist asking about is Whiskey When We're Dry by John Larrison.
Yes. Now, this is a kind of genre-busting Western. Whiskey When We're Dry is based on the Gillian Welch Whiskey When I'm Dry song. This is basically a highly violent and energetic Western, very well written, told from a very unusual point of view, girl dressed as a boy, gunslinger, passing through the West trying to find her brother, who's almost a messianic outlaw figure. There's a lot of intense fight scenes and all that, but he captures the landscape beautifully, and it's one of those that you just get lost in and absorbed in. This is a good alternative to Westworld right now, I guess.
So a little bit of Westworld, a little less of the puzzle box aspect of it.
Yes.
For those of us who want to put down that Rubik's Cube.
Skip the science and the brain headache, the brain strain of Westworld, but similar in some ways.
I want to ask you about one other addition to the list. You're excited about some poetry for the summer, and I think some people think poetry is hard or that it's for curling up with in the winter. How did you think about this?
Poetry is delightfully refreshing at using language intensely to say things that we don't know how to say otherwise. And I think a lot of people are turning to it for that reason and also just taking pleasure in it. So certain things that have come out are, New Directions has come out with a new edition of The Red Wheelbarrow and other poems of William Carlos Williams that we've been selling very well. And, you know, you just relax in your beach chair, read a poem, take a nap, read a poem, go swimming, read a poem, have lunch. And it's so relaxing to step away from computers and
yeah, when you put it like that, I was lulled into
sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
I was sign me up. I'll do that right now.
Yeah. And also relatedly, there's Emily Dickinson who's a fantastic American poet, as everyone knows, but some people think of as quite difficult. There've been these two books that have come out in the last year or two. Envelope Poems is one of them. Gorgeous Nothings is the other. And they're both very attractive photographs of her writing on envelopes. That's how she wrote most of her last poems, used envelopes, very sort of New England frugal. And poetry has come back into some kind of mainstream that no one really could have predicted. And yet that's what's happening.
Well, John Evans, thank you so much for speaking with us and for making these recommendations.
My pleasure.
John Evans, he's co-owner of Diesel, a bookstore. There are two, one in Larkspur, California, and the other in L.A.